愿各位弟兄姐妹大家快乐平安的聚集在一起，今天晚上我们一起查经。
May peace and joy be with all the brothers and sisters, so let's study the Bible this evening.
今天晚上啊，我只要讲一节，就是不是一节，就是一章，一章，以西结书第八章。
This evening, I would like just to talk about one chapter, which is Ezekiel chapter 8.
我们来打开圣经啊。
Let's turn to Bible.
以西结书第八章。
Ezekiel chapter 8.
第八章一开始呢，第一节就是说，主神的灵啊降在以西结的身上。
In the beginning of the chapter, which is verse 1, it talks about that the hand of the Lord fell upon me.
然后第三节呢，就讲说神的灵把以西结举起来，让他看异象。
And in verse 3, it talks about that the Spirit lifted Ezekiel up and led him to see the vision.
以西结呢，是犹大王朝王国最后一任的国王，以及王国以后的先知。
Ezekiel is the last prophet after the king of Judah perished.
我们看八章的第五节。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 5.
以西结书八章第五节，旧约圣经976页。
Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 5.
旧约圣经976页，以西结书八章五节。
Ezekiel 8, 5.
神对我说，人子啊，你举目向北观看，我就举目向北观看，见祭坛门的北边，在门口有这惹祭邪的偶像。
Then he said to me, Son of man, lift up your eyes now toward the north. So I lifted up my eyes toward the north, and behold, north of the outer gate in the entrance was this image of jealousy.
第六节。
Verse 6.
又对我说，人子啊，以色列家所行的就是在此行这大可憎的事，使我远离我的圣所，你看见了吗？你还要看见另有可大可憎的事。
Verse 6. And he said to me, Son of man, do you see what they are doing? The great abominations that the house of Israel are committing here, to drive me far from my sanctuary.But you will see still greater abominations.
所以今天晚上我们就针对以西结书第八章、哦、犹大王朝他为什么会灭亡，尤其是到最后一任的国王，那真是可恶到了极点。他们犯了什么错误呢？由上而下，这些以色列民，也就是这些犹大王朝的这些以色列的选民，为什么会亡国呢？
So from top to down, in this chapter, we may talk about why the kingdom of Judah perished, and what did the Israelites do, and what did they commit, and what did they provoke the anger to the God.
我们刚刚读了第五节，八章的五节、六节，我们就可以知道。
So from the chapter verse 5 to 6, we know,
在神的圣所里面居然有惹神愤怒的偶像。
And then in the God's holy place, there was idols which provoked God to anger.
在我们真耶稣教会里面，你找不到偶像的，你找不到任何图像的。
In our church, True Jesus Church, no idol is found.
只有这个按铃啊，有一个小小的十字架。
Only the cross on the bell.
对，这不是偶像，这是一个记号。
And this is a sign, but it's not an idol.
就好像我们真耶稣教会在台湾有200多间哦，你都可以啊、哦，大大小小的教会，你都会看到他们有神的十字架。
There are over 200 chapels from TJC all over Taiwan, and you can see that they are with the cross.
这只是代表，这是一间教会。
It only represents that this is a church.
让经过的人知道说，哦，这是一间教会。
So when people pass by, they notice that, oh, this is a Christian church.
那么你进入任何一间真耶稣教会，你就找不到任何图像了。
Wherever to Jesus Church you come in, you find no idols in the chapel.
可是我到了欧洲，到了德国，到了法国，他们那些古老的会堂里面，大大小小的会堂里面，全部都是各式各样的雕像。
But when I went through the Europe, including Germany and French, and I saw that there were a lot of idols encrypted in the church or engraved in the church.
如果讲偶像哦，他们天主教徒会发脾气，会发怒，会骂我。所以我刚刚讲啊，有很多的雕刻的像 sculpture 啊，但实际上就是偶像了。翻译的人翻 idol 是没错了，但是我还没有单刀直入说那些都是偶像。我就是说有很多的雕像。
I just want to talk about there are a lot of sculptures in the Catholic Church, but actually, Yeah, they are kind of like idols.
对，就是科勒十二使徒的像，耶稣受难图，玛利亚抱的耶稣的像，就是那些啊。
The sculptures including the 12 apostles and the Mary's embrace Jesus, and those are also a kind of idols.
我为什么我现在说他们为什么把他当偶像？因为他们拜。
Why do I say that they treat them as idols? Because they worship them.
他们进到会堂里面。
When they enter into the synagogue.
对这些雕像跪拜。
They kneel down and worship the sculptures.
这就是偶像。
So that is so-called idols.
所以在我们教会里面一向都强调在家里面都不要放任何偶像。
So in our church, we put emphasis on this. Even at our home, there's no idol put in us.
我记得我很小很小，刚刚懂事的时候，差不多是幼稚园的年纪吧。
When I was in a kindergarten's age.
然后我就发现啊，我的外婆啊，就把那个外国的那些杂志啊，有耶稣十字架受难的图啊，就把它剪下来，然后用玻璃框把它裱起来，就挂在墙壁上。
My grandma will use the scissors and to cut off those who have a Jesus and with a cross, and also to engraved and on the wall.
然后祷告的时候呢，我就发现他跪着，他就朝那个像祷告。
And I found that my grandmother and she worshipped at the directions of the picture.
就感谢主啊，因为他不知道嘛，所以不知者不罪了。
But thank God she didn't notice that she was worshipping an idol, so there was no sin.
那小的时候啊，有一个好处啊。教会的长老只是传道啊，常常会家庭访问的。
In my childhood, there are a lot of preachers and the elders visiting our family.
啊，就跟我外婆讲啊，说耶稣受难图啊，在我们的心中。
And they told my grandma that okay, when Jesus suffered, and the picture was engraved inside our heart.
对，我们永远都会纪念，永远都会感恩。
And we will always keep in mind and remember.
但是不要把这个像挂在墙壁上。
But do not hang the pictures and put on pictures on the wall.
弟兄姐妹们，你相信吗？摩西带领以色列百姓在走旷野路的时候，不是被红蛇咬吗？咬了以后就死了。那个时候，神就吩咐摩西说：“你。”做一个铜蛇，然后把它举起来，凡是被蛇咬到的就去看那个铜蛇，然后他们的病就好了，就不会死了。
And brothers and sisters, do you remember that in the book of Exodus, Moses lifted up the serpent, the bronze serpent, And when those Israelites, they were injured, they saw the serpent, and they would be cured.
被蛇咬的话、哦、
When they were bitten.
对，然后他们就看那个铜蛇，因为摩西有把那个做一个蛇，铜蛇举起来，凡是被咬的就看那个铜蛇，他就不会死。
And those who were bitten by, who were bitten, and they saw the bronze serpent, which Moses lifted up, and they would be cured and will not perish.
进了迦南地了，这个铜蛇还在啊。
When they entered the land of Canaan, the bronze serpent is still there.
以色列选民不拜真神，拜铜蛇。
However, the Israelites, they didn't worship God, they just worshiped the serpent instead.
这就很糟糕啦。
So that's how terrible.
大祭司穿的制服里面有一个背心叫做以弗德。
The chief priest, he wear a cloth and there was an ephod on it.
对，然后以弗德的口袋里面放着乌明跟土灵嘛，这个是题外话。居然大祭司的穿的这个 vest 这个背心。以弗德，以色列选民也拿来拜。
However, the Israelites they worship the vest, which wear on the chief priests, because they and they worship the Urim and Thummim.
所以，弟兄姐妹们，不管怎么样，我们绝对绝对不能够惹神的愤怒。
So, brothers and sisters, keep in mind that we should not provoke God in jealousy.
在以弗所书的五章五节里面讲得很明白，说凡是贪心的就跟拜偶像的一样。
In Book of Ephesians chapter 5 verse 5, it talks about that.
我们看以弗所书五章五节。
Let's turn to the Book of Ephesians.
五章五节。
Book of Ephesians chapter 5 verse 5.
新约圣经两百七十三页。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 5.
因为你们确实的知道，无论是淫乱的，是污秽的，是有贪心的，在基督和神的国里都是无份的。有贪心的就与拜偶像的一样。
For you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure, or who is covetous, that is, an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God.
事实上、啊、弟兄姐妹们，第五节里面讲的淫乱、污秽、贪心这些东西是不能够进神的国的。
Actually, those who are sexually immoral or impure or covetous, they cannot enter in the kingdom of God.
这些东西就等同于拜偶像。
Because if they commit this, it is like they are idol worshipping.
好，我现在讲了哦。家里面不可以有任何跟基督教有关的，或者是外邦的宗教的一些偶像放在家里。
So we should prevent from putting any idols, from Christian entities or from other religions into our house.
我在天主教的学校读书啊。
I used to study in a Catholic school.
我在学校住宿的时候，一半以上都是天主教的同学，他们就送一串那个项链给我，然后有下面就有一个十字架。
And most of my classmates, they have the bracelets, and they send the bracelets to me, and there was a cross in the bracelets.
他什么话都没讲，他们每一个人的床上就掉了一个，这个他们叫。念珠、啊、就是十字架。
They hang the bracelets with the cross at the side of the bed.
对，有的时候他们会亲那个十字架。
Sometimes they will kiss the bracelets.
我不要。
We should not do this.
对，这个十字架不可以成为我心中的神，成为我的偶像。
Because the bracelets cannot be idolized, cannot be replaced of God.
这些。刚刚读以西结书第八章，就是神最厌恶的时刻，憎恶的事情。
So that's why That is provoke God to jealousy or anger in book of Ezekiel chapter 8.
所以我们后来又提到了以弗所书五章五节，告诉我们，纵使我们没有拜偶像，但是如果犯了贪心的错，如果有淫乱的错，或者是污秽的事情。
Though we didn't worship the idols, but according to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 5, if we are sexually immoral or impure or covetous,
这些等同于拜偶像。
It's the same as we worship the idol.
而且提摩太前书六章十节里面告诉我们，贪财就是万恶之根啊。
And in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 8,
这个中国人讲啊，君子爱财，取之有道。
In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10, it talks about the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils.
那我们中国人讲说，君子爱财，但取之有道。
And there's a Chinese saying that if we love the money, but we need to make the money in a right way.
好，现在问题来了，如果今天钱跟信仰摆在我们的眼前，
However, if both the money and the faith put in front of us,
我们是要钱不要信仰，还是说要信仰钱摆在一旁？
What should we do or what should we choose? Do we just choose the money and forsake the faith, or do we choose the faith and forsake the money?
说明白一点啦，就是星期六是神的祝福的日子。
And clearly speaking, the Saturday is blessed by God.
你星期六要去做生意，还是来教会？
Are you planning to do the business on Saturday, or you choose to go to church?
台北有一个很有名的叫做诸暨馅饼啊。
Oh, there's a famous stores, the snack stores called 诸暨馅饼。
Yeah, 我都叫它 Chinese hamburger.
I also call this store Chinese hamburger.
因为创店的朱大哥啊，我们很熟了。
Because I'm familiar with the founder of the store.
他跟我见证哦，他说刚开始的时候，他为了要养家糊口，星期六他都在做馅饼卖了。
In the beginning, he testified that because he was about to earn for a living, so even on Saturday, he still opened the store.
可是他的亲戚啊，就是教会的传道，跟他讲，星期六不要做生意，把店关起来，去教会。
And however, his relatives, with the preachers, and told him that, oh, you should not run a business on Saturday, and you need to go to church.
他听了。
And he keep the words.
他那时候真的生意很不好啊。
Though his business did not run well.
他跟我讲，他的搭了一个竹寮啊，卖馅饼啊，第一天做了16个吧，卖出去8个，家里面吃掉8个。
And he still remember that in the beginning, he made the 16 pieces of the cake, but he just sold 8 pieces.
然后他就去看那个半亩园，那半亩园的生意怎么那么好，门庭若市。
And there is another store, which is a competitor. He found that, oh, why is it that the competitor is filled with a lot of customers?
但是他不管，他就从善如流，他就星期六守安息日。
But it doesn't matter. He still keep the Sabbath on Saturday.
然后那个门口就挂一个牌子。
And there hangs a notice board.
星期六圣安息日不恕不营业。
And it is shown that, okay, Saturday, which is a Sabbath, so we will close and do not run business.
弟兄姐妹们，其他的我就不讲了。诸暨馅饼现在很有名嘛。
And you know that 诸暨馅饼, the Chinese cake, is the store is very famous.
我叫它 Chinese hamburger.
Chinese hamburger.
对，所以我们要特别注意啊，特别注意，我们要讨神的喜欢。
So we should notice that we need to please God.
因为今天读，我们用这个红线啊，把以西结书第八章把它 做个记号。我们今天就根据以西结书第八章，到底为什么犹大王国，为什么神的愤怒降临在他们身上？
According to the book of Ezekiel, we may find out why the kingdom of Judah perished and why the God's wrath came upon them.
好，我们在读八章以西结书，我们翻到以西结书第八章976页，以西结书八章。
Let's turn back to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 8.
以西结书第八章啊，我们再看第七节。
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 8, verse 7.
第七节，他领我到院门口，他就是神了啊，我就是以西结，神领以西结到院门口，就是圣院啊，圣殿的院门口，他看到墙上有一个窟窿。第八节
，verse 8，
他对我说：“人子啊，就也就是叫以西结了啊，说你把这个窟窿啊，这个墙啊挖大一点，我一挖墙就看到里面有一扇门啊。”第九节
，verse 9，
他说：“你进去看，他们在这里所行可憎的恶事。”第九节用英文念，
verse 9， he said to me, "Go in and see the vile abominations that they are committing here."
好，我们刚刚读了一个可证的事，就是他们拜偶像。第二个可证的事，第十节。
Okay, and verse 10.
我进去一看，谁知在四面墙上画着各样的爬物和可证的走兽，并以色列家一切的偶像。
In verse 10, so I went in and saw, and there engraved on the wall all aroundwas every form of creeping things and loathsome beasts and all the idols of the house of Israel.
这个墙上啊，画着爬虫类的，还有一些可憎的走兽。
On the wall, there was every form of creeping things and loathsome beasts.
这让我想到什么？想到埃及的金字塔，里面就是画这些东西。
I think of the Egyptian's pyramid, and in the pyramid there are a lot of sculptures and pictures.
还有以色列家一切的偶像。
And also all the idols of the house of Israel.
以色列家一切的偶像，我刚刚提到两个，一个是铜蛇，一个是大祭司的背心以弗德。
I talk about the bronze serpent and the ephod.Which belongs to the idols of the house of Israel.
以色列家还有一些偶像。
And still there are some other idols.
从谁开始就有啊？
From whom?
所罗门王就有。
The King Solomon.
对，所罗门王，你看看，前无古人，后无来者，他是神最爱的，赐福他聪明跟智慧。
We know King Solomon is beloved by God, and God gave him a lot of wisdom.
神跟亚伯拉罕立约，亚伯拉罕之约哦，说你将来的子子孙孙的版图，从埃及小河一直到伯拉大河。
God made covenant with Abraham and talk about that the regions I give to you is from the rivers in the Egypt and to the.
Euphrates,
the river Euphrates.
对，到谁的时代实现了？到所罗门王的时代实现了。
And the picture, the regions, was realized in the time of King Solomon.
全世界没有一个国家比所罗门王朝还富有。
None of the countries at that time was richer than the kingdom of Solomon.
所罗门王跟大卫王那个时候很谦卑啊，在建圣殿的时候都说，这些就是你所赏赐给我的，我把你给我的拿来建你的圣殿。
And in the time of King David and King Solomon, they were very humble, and when they built up the temple, they said to God, Oh, that is all you given to me, and I will make use of them to build the temple for you.
可是最糟糕的就是人性的弱点呢，权力使人腐化。
But the most terrible thing is that the
power
power corrupt the people's mind.
对，尤其是男人，所以他们说男人不要太有钱，不要太有权，有钱有权就乱来。
Especially for men, if they have power, they have money, they can do everything.
现在不是男人，现在女人也一样。
But also it's for the women.
对，因为现在世界越来越罪恶了。
But we live in the world full of sins.
所以那个雅古尔的祷告啊，箴言最后一章那个雅古尔的祷告就是可爱。他说：“你不要让我太有钱，以至于我忘记你；你不要让我太穷，以至于我去偷窃。就是说，小康就好。”
And in the book of Proverbs, it talks about Agur's prayers, and the main ideas about the prayer is that he just want to ask God for giving him everything, satisfy him enough, and so he will not commit the sins.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们刚刚讲了，第一个就是以色列选民拜偶像惹神的愤怒，第二个他们不但拜偶像，他们还拜了铜蛇，拜了以弗德，以色列家一切的偶像，从所罗门王朝传下来的偶像。
So there are two abominations. First, the Israelites, they worship the idols at that time, and including the bronze serpent and the ephod, and also they worshipother things passed down from their ascendants.
好，十一节，以西结书八章十一节。
Ezekiel chapter 8 verse 11.
在这些像前面有以色列家的七十个长老站立，撒番的儿子亚撒尼亚也站在其中，个人手拿香炉，烟云的香气上腾。
Ezekiel chapter 8 verse 11, and before them stood 70 men of the elders of the house of Israel, with Jananiah the son of Shaphan standing among them. Each had his censer in his hand, and the smoke of the cloud of incense went up. 12, verse 12.
他对我说，人子啊，以色列家的长老暗中在个人画像屋里所行的，你看见了吗？他们常说耶和华看不见我们，耶和华已经离弃这地。
Verse 12, then he said to me, Son of man, have you seen what the elders of the house of Israel are doing in the dark, each in his room of pictures? For they say, The Lord doesn't see us. The Lord has forsaken the land.
箴言二十九章十八节说，我们看箴言二十九章十八节。
Let's turn to book of Proverbs.Chapter 29, verse 18.
箴言二十九章十八节。
Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 18.
七百九十一页。
Book of Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 18.
十八节，没有异象，民就放肆；唯遵守律法的，变为有福。
Where there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint. But blessed is he who keeps the law.
没有异象，难道是表示神的不存在吗？
And does it mean that no prophetic vision, that there is no God?
神还是神，真神还是真神，独一的神还是在，他只是没有显出他的异象。
Only true God always exists, though he...It doesn't show up.
亚伯拉罕娶了夏甲为妻以后，
When Abraham married Hagar,
十多年来神没有出现，没有跟亚伯拉罕讲任何一句话。
Since then, over 10 years, God didn't show up and talk to Abraham.
因为他娶夏甲不是神的意思。
Because It was not from God's purpose that Abraham married Hagar.
所以这件事情啊，我们要特别谨慎。
So we should keep this in mind.
刚开始惹神愤怒的是拜偶像。
Initially, worshipping idols can provoke God to jealousy.
第二件事情我今天晚上跟大家分享的就是惹神愤怒的是在 暗地里有一道门，他们躲在里头，然后房间里面墙上画了各式各样的走兽、爬虫类，然后还有一些以色列家的偶像。
And the second thing provoked God to anger is that there are a lot of creeping things and loathsome beasts engraved on the walls.
爬虫类、走兽，他们也拿来拜。
How could they worship creeping animals, creeping things, and the loathsome beasts?
多神教的就是印度教嘛。
And we notice that there's a religion from India.
他们什么都拜了。
They worship everything.
对，没有想到以色列选民在那个时候也是一模一样的。
And Israelites, they worship everything at that time.
更可怕的是，有以色列家的70个长老也在里面。
More terribly, in Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 11, it's including the elders of the Israel.
他这里讲到啊，其中有一个长老是撒番的儿子亚撒尼亚。
One of them is Jezaniah, the son of Shaphan.
这个撒番是谁呢？
Who is Shaphan?
这个撒番呢，就是在约西亚王的时候啊，他是书记，因为修殿的时候啊。在修神的圣殿的时候找到了律法书，然后读律法书给约西亚王听。
And Shaphan was the secretary in the time of the king Josiah. At that time, he read the book of the law to the kings.
那个时候以色列的犹大王王朝是复兴的，是强盛的。
And at that time, the kingdom of Judah was very strong.
这记载在历代志下34章35章，我们有空回家看。
It was recorded in the Second Chronicles chapter 34 and 35. We can read the chapters when we are back home.
所以在这里记载了撒番的儿子亚撒尼亚居然也在70个长老当中。
So here it records Jezaniah the son of Shaphan, also he worshipped the everything.
首先我要声明啊，这七十个长老啊，不是指教会的长老执事。
I must clarify that the elders are not the elders nowadays in the church.
他们那个时候已经亡国了。
Because the Israel was perished at that time.
我们知道北朝以色列亡于亚述嘛。
We know that the northern Israel was beaten by the Assyria.
南朝犹大亡于巴比伦。
And the southern Israel, which is the kingdom of Judah, and was beaten by
Babylon.
By Babylon.
对。所以那个时候，巴比伦王朝把以色列选民各支派里面选一些有名望的、有地位的、有领导能力的人成为他们的官长，叫做长老。
At that time, the kingdom Babylon, they chose a lot of famous peoples from the Israel, and they became the elders.
弟兄姐妹们，为什么要把撒番的名字拿出来讲？
Why is it that the name of Shaphan is recorded?
因为他的儿子居然带头做坏事。
Because his son, Jezaniah, did evil things.
我每一次在祷告的时候，我都跟主求一件事情。
Every time when I pray, I just pray for one thing.
首先我是帮病痛中的、软弱中的弟兄姐妹祷告。
First of all, I pray for those who are in a physical illness.
第二个，为自己的儿女、孙子们祷告。
And second, I pray for my children and grandchildren.
儿子现在在香港谋生呢。
My son is earning the living in Hong Kong.
他回来台湾的时候，我们聚餐的时候，他跟我讲，他最担心的是他的儿女的信仰。
Whenever he's back to Taiwan, he talks about that he worries about his children's faith.
这就对了。
And that's the point.
对，父母亲不要对儿女拘束太多，但是要把家庭的祭坛给建立起来。
As parents, we should not limit our children, but one thing is very important, that is to build up the family altar.
让神的帐幕能够扩张，在全地上扩张。
So the temple of God can be extended everywhere.
沙番这么爱神。
Shaphan loves God so much.
他的儿子背叛神。
But his son, Jezaniah, betrayed God.
所以我们在信仰上要检讨，以利这么爱神，他的两个儿子这么可恶。
Also, Eli loved God so much, but his two sons did evil things against God.
所以大卫临终的时候跟所罗门讲啊，交代遗言啊，你如果遵神的旨意行，你就兴旺；如果你背逆了神，神就离弃你。
Before David passed away, he told his son Solomon that if you keep all the words of God, you will prosper. However, if you forget the words of God, you will be put into disappear.
所罗门到最后娶了一千个老婆。
And Solomon, at close to the end time of his life, he married over 1,000 of concubines.
我常常在想，一千个，他一定名字都叫不出来。
And I think that he cannot remember all of the concubines.
然后这很多都是国外来的公主啊，就把国外的那些偶像也带来啦，就在耶路撒冷的近郊啊，皇宫的近郊的山丘上啊，就把那些偶像就摆在那边拜啊。
Many of the concubines, they brought the idols from their home countries into the Israel, and they worshipped them nearby the Israelites on the mountains.
所以以色列百姓的信仰败坏啊，从所罗门的时代就开始了。
So that's why, the Israelites, their faith is corrupting.
我们来看加拉太书五章二十六节。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians, chapter
5. 加拉太书五章二十六节。
Galatians chapter 5, verse 22.
二十六 ，26.
26.
新约圣经266页，加拉太书五章二十六节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 26。
不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。
Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another.
二十六节讲啊，不要贪图虚名。
The verse talks about that we shall prevent from become conceited.
尤其是在教会里面
especially when we are in church,
对，千万千万一定要谦卑。
We shall humble ourselves.
只有谦卑的人哦，他做主的工会蒙神的悦纳。
Only those who humble themselves can be blessed by God when they do the service, when they do church service.
一个在教会里面处心积虑。仰望的人，培养自己名望的人，纵使他做的工是成功的，但结局是神所不喜悦的。
Those who wants to be famous and to put the fame on themselves by doing church works, they will not be blessed by God.
因为贪图虚名，就会彼此竞争，彼此竞争就会彼此恼怒。
Because if we become conceited.We will provoke one another, and we will envy one another.
互相嫉妒嘛。
Because it's easy for us to be jealous of one another.
我们再看腓立比书二章三节。
Let's also turn to Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书二章三节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 3.
278页。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 3.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。Amen.
Do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves.
只有政治团体才会结党啊。
Only political parties, they gather together.
我们教会在神的家里面绝对绝对不要结党。
But we are as a family, so we should not rival for one another.
不要在乎自己在教会里面有没有名气。
Do not care about if we are popular among the church.
神要我们的就是谦卑。
Only be humble, that is God wants us to do.
所以今天我们读了这个哈，拜偶像，不可以拜偶像。第二个我们汲取的教训就是，在神的家里面，纵使你的地位是有名望的，但是你要谦卑，你要成为群羊的榜样。
And there are two lessons. First, we should not worship idols. And second, when we are at church, even we are popular or famous, we should be the models in front of the congregation.
好，我们再看回以西结书第八章。
And let's turn back to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 8.
以西结书八章十三节。
Ezekiel, chapter 8, verse 13.
他又说，你还要看见他们另外行大可证的事。十四节
Verse 14.
他领我到耶和华殿外院朝北的门口，谁知在那里有妇女坐着为塔摩斯哭泣。
13. He said also to me, you will see still greater abominations that they commit. 14.Then he brought me to the entrance of the north gate of the house of the Lord, and behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz.
塔摩斯啊，是一个外邦人所拜的女神。
Tammuz, is a god worshipped by Gentiles.
这些妇女是以色列选民哦。
But these women, they were Israelites.
他们怎么染上了外邦人拜塔摩斯的恶习
？How could they sin against God by worshiping Tammuz？
他们每年呢、啊，这个塔摩斯是一个偶像的名字嘛？每年他们这个就会有一些妇女呢，在拜的时候就在那边哭，说塔摩斯死了，他是。管菜蔬的，我们要用我们的眼泪唤起塔摩斯，起来吧，起来吧。
So,
这就是拜塔摩斯。
So every year the Israelites women, they worship Tammuz and wept for the idol.
以色列家的偶像啊，除了铜蛇，除了以弗德，还拜外邦人的偶像巴利。
The idols in Israelite's house, including the bronze serpent and the bells, as well as the ephod.
还有巴利
and Baal.
你还记得巴利吗
？Do you remember the idol Baal?
以利亚在加密山上跟巴利的先知在那边大战的时候。结果巴利的先知拿刀在里面砍呐、啊，流血啊！结果那个火没有下来，他们献的牛羊啊，根本就摆在那个地方。结果以利亚呢说：“浇水，浇水，换以利亚了。”以利亚一向天上的神祷告，那个火就下来了。后来以利亚就跟以色列的人说：“你们心怀二意，要到几时呢？”对不起，我讲太长了，你就慢慢翻吧。
Okay, in the time of Elijah.And he fought with hundreds of false prophets. At that time, the false prophets, they worshipped the idol, whose name is Baal. And they worship the bells and think if it will rain from above. But actually, it didn't rain.
我最记得以利亚在责备他们，心怀二意，要到几时呢？
And at that time, Elijah rebuked them and said, "Oh, why have you? Why are you double-minded?"
巴利是公的，他还有一个母的，叫做亚瑟拉，或者是亚斯塔路，都是同一个。
And the Baal and the Astaroth, they are couple.
还居然是夫妻，偶像还会有夫妻的。
And they are coupled idol.
好，时间的关系啊，我就不再多讲了。我们讲十六节。
Due to time limitation, I will focus on Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 16.
八章十六节。
Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 16.
因为啊，每讲一次以色列选民得罪神的事情，都会有一句话：你还要看见比这更可憎的事。
And every time, one sentence frequently mentioned.In the chapter, that is, you will see still greater abominations than these.
好，十六节。
And verse 16.
他又领我到耶和华殿的内院，谁知在耶和华的殿门口廊子祭坛中间，约有25个人背向耶和华的殿，面向东方拜日头。
And he brought me into the inner court of the house of the Lord, and behold.At the entrance of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men, with their backs to the temple of the Lord, and their faces toward the east, worshipping the sun toward the east.
拜太阳干什么？
Why did they worship the sun?
因为太阳他们认为是神啊。
Because they treated the sun as their god.
但他们的骨子里是干什么？
But what did they think in their mind?
他们希望他们自己就是太阳神之子啊。
They hope that they could be the sons of sun.
我们就可以知道啊，这都是人的通病啊，崇拜权力。
And that's the common errors of the human beings because they worship the power.
所以呢，十七节。
And in verse 17,
神对以西结说：“人子啊，你看见了吗？”犹大家在此行这可憎的事还算为小吗？他们在这个地变形强暴，再三惹我发怒。
Verse 17, then he said to me, Have you seen this, O son of man? Is it too light a thing for the house of Judah to commit the abominations that they commit here, that they should fill the land with violence and provoke me still further to anger?
十八节。
Verse 18.
因此我也要以愤怒行事，我眼必不顾惜，也不可怜他们。
Therefore, I will act in wrath. My eye will not spare, nor will I have pity.
他们虽向我耳中大声呼求，我还是不听。
And though they cry in my ears with a loud voice, I will not hear them.
今天我要跟弟兄姐妹分享以西结书第八章，因为第八章让我非常的震撼。
Today, I would like to talk about Ezekiel chapter 8 because it's very inspiring.
第一件事情，他们拜偶像惹神愤怒。
First thing is that they worship idols and they provoke God to jealousy.
我们虽然不拜偶像，但是我们如果做了一些恶事，心里面有一些邪念，或者是贪财，等同拜偶像。
Though we don't worship idol, however, if we do some evil things, including sexual immoralities, or covet, or some other things, it's equals to that we worship the idol.
还有最可恶的事情是在暗中里面结党营私。
And worsely, the Israelites, they rival for one another.
这是神最气的。
And God.Don't want us to do.
我们人多么软弱啊！
How weak we are.
以色列选民在旷野所犯的错，今天一样，我们犯同样的错。
The things Israelites committed in the time of the desert, they still commit nowadays.
我们在读摩西五经的时候，以色列选民吵着要吃肉，那个鹌鹑的肉还在口腔里， 从鼻子里跑出来，你就知道他吃的多少啊。
And when we read the book of Moses, and there is a story recorded that the Israelites, they want to eat the meat, and God gave them a lot of meat to eat, so they cannot bear so many meat.
The quail. 鹌鹑肉.
Yeah.
就神的愤怒发作了。
And it provokes God's to jealousy.
我每次在地下室吃爱餐的时候啊，我就看到只要有肉丸汤、鱼丸汤的时候，我晚一步我就吃不到了。
Whenever I have a meals at the basement in the church, if I'm late for a while, there's no soup.
小心啊，小心啊。
Oh, keep in mind.
对，我们不要惹神的愤怒。
We should not provoke God to anger.
拜太阳啊，崇拜权力。
Worshipping sun is equal to worshipping the idols and the power. Worshipping the power.
向塔摩斯哭泣啊，就是跟外邦人没有分别。
And weeping for Tammuz is no different from those who don't believe in God.
神的形象是什么？
What is the image of God?
神的形象就是公义跟圣洁。
That is a justice and the holiness.
神的公义就是不分党结派，神的公义就是不贪图虚名。
And God's justice is not want us to rival for one another and not become conceited.
神的圣洁就是跟外邦人分别，分别为圣。
And God's holiness is that we shall separate ourselves from others.